Welcome to the Life on Earth Gallery. My name's Claire Brown. I'm the curator of natural sciences. In front of you at the entrance is our giant Irish elk skeleton. Now, it's neither Irish nor an elk. It's actually a giant deer. But they used to call them giant Irish elks because a lot of them were dug up in Irish peat bogs. And from the antlers, we can definitely tell it's a type of deer, not a type of elk. These great beasts roamed Europe about 10,000 years ago, and further back from that. They roamed across northern Europe all the way across to Russia. Now, the Victorians loved digging these things up, but they came out of the ground pretty pristine white, and they looked like most bones you dig out of the ground today. In order to sell them as old fossils, they used to paint them with ochre, and so that's why our Irish elk is covered in ochre, and it's quite dark and brown. Obviously, the most important thing about them is their fantastic antlers, and some of them had even larger sets than these ones, but this is actually one of the largest in the country. We're very lucky to have it in Leeds. They could have been their downfall, though. There's a big debate about how these things became extinct. The most likely is that they were hunted by the local human population for meat and fur, etc. But also, they might have become extinct because they couldn't find enough calcium every year to grow those sets of antlers. They grew a set of antlers every year and then shed them. And so in order to find enough materials to do that in their food, it might have been quite difficult. Another theory, one of my favourites, is that they lived in the frozen north, so they lived in the tundra, where there weren't really very many trees around. As the Ice Age retreated and the trees came north, they couldn't manage to get through the trees with those antlers.